the elders, I'm not sure which one. One of the, Dave, okay, Dave's going to come and lead a couple songs. But just, again, a reminder in regard to baptism. And I always like to point this out. Baptism is a picture. It's a symbol. Baptism is something we do. It doesn't accomplish salvation. I always say it doesn't guarantee salvation. But what it is a means by which anyone who comes to Christ bears testimony to the fact that they have trusted in Christ, that they have believed on Christ, and that they want to follow Christ and obey Christ. In a sense, it's a way of testifying. It is a way of testifying that I am a Christian and that I have followed Christ. It is a picture of what happens when you're born again. And again, it doesn't accomplish it, it doesn't guarantee it, but it is a picture of what happens when someone is born again. Being born again is a purely spiritual event. It's not a physical event. It's not something that you can manipulate. It's something that happens. When someone is born again, you are, according to Paul in Romans 6, united with Christ in his death and his resurrection. So that when Christ died, you died. When he rose again, you rose again. You have been united with him so that you have died to yourself and you are now alive with Christ. You are alive in Christ, and you are now forgiven. It's at a more basic level. It's a picture of being washed, cleansed of your sin. You know, take a bath, you're washed. And it's a picture. Doesn't actually accomplish it, but it's a picture of what happens when you're born again, you put your faith in Christ, you're cleansed by God, by the blood of Christ, for his work. And so, again, as John is baptized this evening, we praise the Lord for the work that was done in his life, and we just want to give all the honor and the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. So at this time, Dave is going to come and lead us.
It's true that God works in hearts, one heart at a time, one person at a time. And one of the reasons that baptisms are such an encouragement to a pastor is because it's a reminder each time that we have baptism that the Lord is working in the hearts of individual people. Whether we have one being baptized or 20, it doesn't matter, but God truly is working in the hearts of people. And again, he changes one heart at a time. He changes one person at a time. He gives faith to one person at a time. And it's a great blessing to see God working in the hearts of people. And that is what the local church really is all about. So with that in mind, John is going to come and share.
Thank you. I know that sin is in this world and that I'm sinful by nature, that I deserve God's judgment. Yet God offered his son, Jesus, to die a penalty, to pay the penalty for all that through the shedding of his blood. I know also that those who have faith in Jesus are found to be righteous, not from our works, but by the covering of our sins by Jesus' blood, Hebrews 9. I admit that I'm not one to get emotional about much. My children will tell you that, not too much anyways. But I also, I'm also often brought to tears by the very thought of Christ crucified. Cursed and hanging on a tree for my sins, as in Galatians 3 speaks. The image of a battered and bruised man, the Son of God who would die for me, that actually brings me to tears. As for me, I have been tempted by the world and found guilty. I pursued man's recognition and praise. A proud man, I became humbled. 10 years ago, I actually stepped forward in faith to follow Jesus as my Lord and Savior, yet I never took the next step. I never asked to be baptized. I kept it to myself. But the past 2 years, the Lord has laid on my heart many times that I should step forward in faith and confess my belief and my faith in Jesus Christ. When the church spoke last year about coming out to a baptism class, I committed myself that I would step up, but for certain reasons was not able to participate. You see, after years of waiting to take that step, I felt some guilt and ignorance, as I always thought baptism was not such a big deal. It was something that other people did. I knew in my heart that I had confessed my faith to the Lord, and I felt that was enough. But over the last 6 months, I could not stop the feeling that this was something that I needed to do. Reading up on this topic more and more recently, I am convinced of that all the more. Baptism is an outward illustration of my commitment to Christ, and with this step, you may hold me accountable to God's word, and I encourage my family to do the same. Because of this, I offer myself to be baptized, and thank you.
John, because you profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
All right, let's pray.
Father, we thank you for the salvation that you have provided in the Lord Jesus Christ, the simplicity and yet the supernatural nature of the gospel. And we thank you that it is the power of God. We are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And Lord, I thank you for John, and thank you for his testimony. And Lord, I pray that you would truly, as he goes forward, I pray that you would truly sanctify him and continue to work in his life and give him grace, give him wisdom. Keep him, Lord, and keep him from sin and cause him to walk in the truth from day to day, and may he truly mature from day to day in the things of the Lord. Give him a great love for the word of God, and may he be faithful, Lord, even in the body of Christ, to serve the body of Christ and to walk in the truth along with his fellow believers here in this church, at Grace Church of North Olmsted. I pray that you would truly bless him and watch over him and strengthen him and keep him. And may he truly bring honor to the name of Christ in all that he does in his life from day to day and from week to week. I pray that you would work mightily in his heart and his life from day to day. We thank you for your amazing grace, your amazing mercy in our lives. And we thank you that you do shepherd us and you guide us and you teach us and you lead us one day at a time as we, Lord, seek your face and walk in your truth. We thank you and praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, as Pastor said, these are always encouraging, these baptisms and the opportunity to hear somebody's testimony. And so I hope that you've been encouraged by this tonight. And let's close now in a word of prayer, both for our brother and as well as for all of us. Let's do that now. Our Father, we come before you once again, one more time this evening as a corporate body, and we thank you, first of all, for the opportunity of prayer, that we can boldly approach the throne of grace, the eternal throne, a throne that we were far from and not welcome into, Father, but by the blood of Christ, we now have this entrance into it, and we can come boldly, and we're so thankful for that, the fact that this relationship with you, the one that you intended in creation, but in the fall, Father, we lost that by our rebelliousness, it has been recreated in us and for us, and provided for us in Christ Jesus, and by his atoning work upon the cross. We're so thankful for that. We're thankful for our brother coming forward this night. We're thankful for his testimony. We pray, Father, that you might be with him to bless his life, bless his obedience, Father. Bless his family. And in all of these matters, Father, might we look to one another and upon the needs and the affairs of one another, that we might be an encouragement and that we might be, Father, a church body, one that is truly concerned and loving one another. We pray now that as we part this night, that you would bless us, that you give us safety in travels, give us safety in our affairs of life this week, Father. We know that you'll provide for us in all things. Might we be grateful for the things that you give us, Father, and content with them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.